Good pick, George. Good jam to come back into. Matt Verzal here filling in. Oh, yeah, I can tell the difference. For Nick Baugh here on Game Time 1620 The Zone. Hanging out with you this week. We got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the next week's a little chaotic, George. We got a lot of days next week.
Don't we have a lot of days this week?
So we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But then what's next week?
Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Thursday, Friday.
Oh, so pretty much a whole week.
Oh, no, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I got my eyeball hacked open on Thursday.
Ooh.
Get that fixed.
Yikes.
Get my vision corrected. I got to reach out there. Yeah, make sure I know what time that appointment is. But, yeah, so George and I will be hanging out. Sorry about that weird wheeze I just put into the phone there for you. Or to the microphone. Chris says, what gives me hope for Nebraska basketball is the fact that I can also win the Powerball. And I think me winning Powerball has a slight favorite right now. Goodness, that program is not currently struggling. I'm paraphrasing for Chris. Please let the season get over so we can stop talking to basketball for another 8 months. Listen, man, I just want him to be good. I want... And I'm no basketball expert. The first one to put that out there. I'm not. Used to be I can watch the game. I used to enjoy the game a lot more. It is what it is. But listen, if you look at Nebraska, right? Nebraska did just lose another duel to Ohio State in wrestling, right? Manning, Coach Manning, Snyder doing great things. Like, I got an Iowa wrestling fan to admit that Iowa-Nebraska duel, he never thought it would be that close, number one. And he's impressed with what they're bringing in, number two. Think about that. That's a pretty big step. So credit to Manning and Snyder for what they're doing. Baseball? Ersti, I don't know. We got to see how this year goes. They're off to a 4-1 start. Or sorry, 3-1 start. That first game on Friday, the 21-6 game, I was like, oh, okay, here we go. We're going to get down to this kind of year. The one, the 9-10 loss, and I followed a lot of them on Twitter. It's not super in-depth, but now you go to Oregon State, and you got four at Oregon State, number seven Oregon State. You're going to find out what you got. Pitching is king in college baseball. You had some young guys that went in and stepped up, did some stuff. Cat from Grand Island went in. I think bases were loaded. Two out through three pitches, strikeout, walk off the mound. Okay? Throwing those young guys into the mix, but you can't. This is a year that Nebraska baseball's got to make some noise. Or all the complainers, everybody that's whining about things is going to be even more. And that'll be, oof. But anyway, my end game is just that I want them to be good. I want Nebraska basketball to be good. And don't you, if you are a fan of the team, don't you get tired? Are you tired of the discussion? I know as a football guy, mainly just a football guy, I just got tired. I'm tired of trying to justify, oh yeah, this will work, that's this. No, it just wore me out. I don't know. It wasn't that I disconnected from it. But I just see that I'm not in the full-blown camp that it's a sleeping giant. Nebraska basketball isn't a sleeping giant. Like, it isn't going to be a perennial year in and year out, you know, contending for the Big Ten title. But I think it's something like every 3 years you can. Should be in the mix. We have little lulls, ups and downs. But I will agree with a guy that hosts a show on another station. You've got to find. Maybe you can sit down and talk to Tim Miles about this. I've got to find a program builder in my next, in my current coach. Because that to me is the discussion, yeah? If I look at this and say, hey, basketball people, what do you view as the strength of this program, this organization right now? Can you base it on the transfer market? Hey, we're really good in the transfer market. Really good in guys that were pissed off at other schools and then came to our school. Okay. Who have you developed from the beginning and become better? Like, these are questions that I'd have to ask. I'd have to know. You know, can I look and find that thing? And it's hard for me. But I do think Paul, let me know that Nebraska baseball is in Oregon State is in Phoenix this weekend. Sorry, Paul. But yeah, that's four games against Oregon State. Don't distract me with shiny lights, Paul. But as I, you know, to me, the game's the game, right? If I base it on the C word, culture, if I base it on expectation, if I base it on accountability, ace, I'm going to be okay. I don't know what that is in that program. I know what it is in baseball. I know the expectation. I know there's accountability. They're not factoring in his injury. I mean, a couple TJs a year, a couple Tommy Johns, that changes the dynamic quite a bit. You know, two or three guys that pitched in the opening weekend had Tommy John surgeries. That's quite a bit. I don't know. I'll get off the basketball part, but it does translate into things like successful organizations. The Warriors. Expectation, accountability. Yeah, okay. Culture. Yeah. Steve Kerr have the best job in the world?
Hands down.
I mean, is it like in a pod that I listen to, they make mention of this. When you're a professional coach, you're not there for anything brilliant. You're just there to, for lack of a better term, like maintain decorum, right? Just like, hey, I'm going to call timeouts when I feel we need to. I'm going to, you know, and there's guys that go over the top. I think McVay, as we saw in the NFL, was a little more hands-on with Goff and his reads than probably anyone else. Oh, by the way, props to Gary and Damon for getting Zach Taylor on. That was cool. Good work on the boys in the morning. Steve Kerr, just like the conversations where they have him mic'd up on the bench are just like the most brotastic, just sitting there like, hey, I know what you saw there, and that was a great shot. And I mean, I love coaching you. It's great to sit here and be. I'm like, bud, you're the coach.
And if you notice, out of any coach in the league, he's the one that sits down the most.
Oh, just hanging out.
It's not even close.
Because at that, I mean, you're dealing with, like, if you're Pop, well, if you're a younger Pop, or if you're Phil Jackson, younger Pat Riley, where you're, whether they want to admit or not, you want to be the alpha of all alphas in control, you know, the power. I'm going to give these sets. You're going to run my sets. This triangle is what it is. That's just it, the Kerr thing, like, great job. Belichick, culture, accountability, all that stuff. It's what it all wraps into. I'm going to go another one further, right? And maybe it's the curse of recency or recently happened, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if recency is a word. You got to tip your hat to UNO basketball. You got to tip your hat to UNO hoops, right? That thing. Well, they were bad last year, though, yeah? You remember, George? They didn't have the best year last year.
Yeah, they didn't.
But lost a lot of guys. A lot of guys moved out. Trayshawn, was that the year? Yeah. So it is. But that's a recent deal. But props never come back. Those are the things, though, that I don't see in that program. You know, I can look at it in volleyball. Sorry, didn't mean to wait that long to mention volleyball. But Cook's got a wagon. Yeah. They're just, okay. We won it. We've got some new ladies in. And everybody thinks we're rebuilding. Surprise. Championship game. That's their expectation. Like, that's what's fun about it. No, couple weird off-the-wall thoughts, but, yeah, those are my struggles. Kurt, coming out of the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, says, Verse, as a diehard Nebraska ball fan, it drives me nuts to how fast people jump ship. The same folks who were in all in a month ago, losing streak happens, support your GD team through all kinds of weather, right? And that's a good good little like drawing thing there. That's why, but I became impartial. Like, I bought in for so many times, like the whole Pettaway year. I was like, whew, here we go. He's got him going. I was an idiot. It was a flash in the pan. A kid that got hot for a year. I let the shiny lights making the tournament not realize that there wasn't a lot of like substance to it. It was a flash. Not being harsh, just being honest. I think it can be built into something. You got facilities that a lot of people would take. There's got to be something more there to it. Got to be able to get in a situation, see offense runs, see those things. I think it happens. We'll take a last break of the first hour here. We'll come back. More Game Time, 1620 in the Zone.